First of all, though, over the past few months, we've seen, well, amongst other things, the awful story of George Floyd, the prominence of the Black Lives Matter movement, the removal of the Edward Colston statue in Bristol. Well, for the last 12 years, the Criminology Department at the University of Leicester has invited high-profile guests to talk about current issues on criminology, criminal justice and policing, amongst many other topics. Well, this year's lecture is about policing, race and criminology in the UK. It's open to staff, students and members of the public. Dr. Dylan Kerrigan has organised tonight's Scarman Lecture and joins us now. Dylan, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, thank you for coming on. Just give me an idea of what's going to be discussed tonight.
Right, so because there's various stakeholders in a debate like this, we've got the David Lammy MP is going to start off discussing some of the implications of the Lammy Review, which gives you a kind of public policy, politician's kind of view of what the issues around race and policing specifically. Then we have the Chief Constable of Greater Manchester Police, Mr. Ian Hopkins, who is going to give us a more sort of operational police perspective, because obviously the police are positioned slightly different to how the politicians and the policymakers look at it. And then after that, we have two criminologists, Gisela Palmer and Martin Flynn, and they're going to give a more sort of criminological context, which would sort of open up the debate to be a bit more about academics, a bit more about things like institutions, structures, social structures, but also a sort of international context for the issues of police and racing, and also hopefully to add something about what can criminology bring to the discussion. And then finally we have a Q&A session where the public's invited to submit questions, and those questions will be fielded by the criminologist and Mr. Hopkins himself, who will be there for the duration of the talk.
Look, these are all incredibly live issues, aren't they? I mean, how far in advance do you sort of decide what the Scarman Lecture is going to be about?
Oh, yeah. So we were thinking about this back in December and January. Okay. We originally had David Lammy had agreed to do it in person, and then we had the pandemic, and unfortunately we kind of scrapped it. But then after about a month or so, we were like, well, maybe we can still get this to move online, and we realised, rather than just having a monologue, which is usually the context of the Scarman with one person speaking for the whole time, we could actually have a public-facing debate with people from different positions who are within the same problematic, which I think is a far more accurate kind of conversation than some of the conversations we have in the papers or media that often are very limited. So we're trying to use the 90 minutes to really give different positions in the debate and understand that different positionalities or stakeholders have different issues that they need to kind of focus on and so forth.
Look, I mean, this is always a high-profile event. It's a very serious event. It's a thing that academics and politicians and so on pay attention to. But as I understand it, this time you've had something like 1,000 people wanting to get involved from 30 different countries.
Yeah, so as of this morning, it's about 1,300 from over 35 countries. Yeah, we've had people from the Caribbean, people from Africa, people from Asia, people from United States of America. I think one of the issues is that, you know, policing and race, while we're focusing on the UK context, but policing and race, I think, is really an international problematic at the moment, where it plays out in different ways in different contexts. The issues are similar, but not always the same. You know, involves history, involves a bit of sociology, it involves personal responsibility, but because of different factors, it's not always the same. So in many ways, I think other people from around the world and also the UK, they just want more information about this. I think they want more kind of expert information rather than sound bites. And so what we're trying to do is provide that information from these different sorts of levels. And we want the conversation to continue afterwards. We don't want it to just be one of those lectures you get up, you're like, oh, that was interesting. We'd like people to sort of connect with other people. We're hoping the digital environment allows a little bit more of that kind of interconnectivity of audiences and speakers and around the issues.
Look, it's really, I think you raise an interesting point that there's a huge amount of nuance to the whole discussion, isn't there? And there are clearly issues about police and race across the world, but often caused by fundamentally different things. Although the end result is often the same, the different institutions even the way the police forces were originally set up affects how it affects people in different countries.
Yeah, 100%. And so this is really the kind of meat of it that we really want to get in, that a lot of the issues around policing and race are sort of outside of policing in a way. It's not necessarily, yeah, the institutions reflect some of the problematics that take place, but sometimes the solutions to some of these problems are outside of the actual institutional context, the more larger social context and problems. And I think stepping back and seeing it like that can help people be a bit more informed about the issues. And as you say, the nuances, I think, get lost sometimes. So I think in this scum, and one of the things we really want to pull out is the nuances, but also to articulate those nuances from different positions, because the politicians and policymakers, the police, the academics, the general public, we don't always agree, but the point is we need to sort of be talking to the same sorts of evidence, the same sorts of, you know, concepts, the same sorts of history, so that we can actually come to a middle ground where there is some agreement and action can be sort of, you know, taken on or be moved forward.
Dylan, great to talk to you. Good luck tonight. If people want to get involved, can they still do that?
Yes, they can. The easiest way to do it would be to email the criminology department, which is criminology@le.ac.uk, and they will give you the Eventbrite link and you sign up, and it starts at 5 p.m. this evening.
All right, Dylan, good luck. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks. And if you want those details again, just call us. That's probably the easiest thing. 0808 100 1049. 0808